Mornings with Gerald Celente, the master trends forecaster, predictor of the future. I know you spoke to this previously, but specifically, it's so important. I always make that point. You made it out of the gates. Depoliticizing this. We're just talking facts. We're not in a... People are emailing me going, you're for Palin, you're for McCain. No, we weren't. We're saying either one of these groups, they were owned by the same people. How important is it to explain that to the American people so they get out of this mindless Obama worship so they can really look at real issues? Gerald Celente.
Well, it's very important, but even when you hit them with the facts, they make excuses. For example, you know, by their deeds you shall know them. So Obama, he promised to bring change to Washington, and he's brought in all the same old faces from the Clinton administration and from the Bush administration. And I love it when he brings in the new diplomats, they call them veterans. How about old hacks? Could they say that? So there's really no change here, but the people, when you give them the details, again, they'll say, well, he's bringing in experienced people. But he said he was, but there's 300 million people in this country. Could we have a little wider job search than the same crew that's been in before? So people are, they're too much in delusion because of fear. People are very fearful of this economic disaster, and they want to hold on and to believe anything.
That's right. They were stampeded from the horror of Bush and jumped right into the arms of the new puppet.
Exactly. And, you know, Bush is going to go down in history as the most hated. Bush will be the most hated living person in America come spring because of the disaster of this economy and how easy it is to blame them, to blame it all on Bush.
I was listening to the BBC last night driving home on my XM radio. And then it was like a 30-minute program about Bush leaving office, and it said that for the first time, his SMU Presidential Library office, the one raising the money, is secret, and that everybody hates him so much, even in Dallas, that went for Obama, that they're being secretive about where their office even is. So, I mean, this is incredible.
It is incredible. Look, when do you ever remember a president being booed off stage as he's leaving office? I mean, that's history-making. That's never happened in this country.
But they don't understand a psyop has been run on them where they blamed it all on Bush, who deserved to be blamed, but he was just a front man.
Oh, exactly.
But then, meanwhile, the elite have got to be laughing. But as Biden said, they've got 100 to 200 days until the mass delusion and euphoria wears off. But you're saying that the euphoria could go for 360 days?
Oh, yeah. It could spread. It could spread. The Obama love is really deep. Because what's going to happen, Alex, is the way we look at it, you're going to start seeing different kinds of elements of Obama seep into pop culture. And that's what keeps building the base. So you look beyond the politics. And again, this is the presidential reality show. It was, I mean, when Oprah Winfrey put her support behind Obama, it changed overnight. The whole thing changed. It was perfect stagecraft. And that's what we're looking at. And this country loves entertainment.
Even if it kills them.
And it doesn't even have to be great entertainment.
Well, we didn't have time to get the calls, but we're going to let you go. I want to really thank you for spending time with us. In the last 45 seconds, any other predictions?
Well, again, watch what's going on in the Middle East. Look for a bank holiday or some kind. Some draconian action is going to be taken, we believe, very swiftly, as Obama now has all this power in his hands right now. So those are the things that we're really looking at right now at this moment.
Absolutely. All right, folks. Be sure and check out the site, trendsresearch.com. Trendsresearch.com. Our sites are prisonplanet.tv, truthnews.us, infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. And Mr. Celente, we will be talking to you very, very soon. Again, I appreciate all your time. God bless and Godspeed.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex.
You bet. Let me just say bye to you during the break. All right, Wayne Madsen coming up.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the 3-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the 3-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The 3-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The 3-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airways of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Pulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as tired as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as tired as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
All right, for the next 25 minutes, we are joined by Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. And I want to get him on because now it's come out, what we already knew, what he already told us, what we knew from James Bamford and others, but now they admit it. They're not just listening to troops overseas of the U.S. here. They're listening to politicians, media people. They're laughing at their phone sex. It's all over MSNBC, CNN. But it's continuing under Obama. He's just doing it with a little bit kindler, gentler. So a lot of things have changed the last 2 years from Bush saying, we don't spy on anybody. We only have warrants to, oh, we only listen to Al-Qaeda calling America, to we only listen to the troops, to we only listen to Congress, to we only listen to all of you, and where all this is going and how bad it really is, and any other little political tidbits. Because a lot of times you're watching intelligence hearings in Congress, you're watching serious things happen on the Hill. You look in the background of the press gallery, you'll see Wayne Madsen. So he's always got new important information for us, formerly worked with the NSA and consulted to other major security and surveillance agencies. Wayne, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Good to be with you.
What's going on with the NSA these days and the other agencies?
Well, we've learned quite a bit. We know what this classified program was that Alberto Gonzalez was sanctioned for because he took some folders home with this classified term on the cover. He wasn't supposed to do that. It's Stellar Wind. Stellar Wind is the name of the program. This is the program that John Ashcroft lifted his head from his hospital pillow and told and Andrew Card and Gonzalez that Comey, who was the acting attorney general, would not sign off on it, and he had the final say. That was Stellar Wind. We only know that because this fellow named Tom Tam, who was a Justice Department prosecutor, was the person who revealed it, the existence, and he comes from a long line of FBI agents. This prosecutor, he of course had his house was invaded by federal agents. They questioned his children, seized his computers, his kids' computers, and put them through the ringer, just like they did to Russ Tice, the former NSA analyst who has recently come on television again and spoken about further details of NSA's program, which he said was listening to everybody, including journalists, something I had reported several years ago with the existence of a database called First Fruits. So we've got the Stellar Wind, we've got First Fruits, we've got all this enhanced surveillance, which Tice says also not only includes the telephone and email intercepts and fax intercepts, but also NSA compiling records of credit card transactions.
Is Obama going to keep Hayden at the CIA?
No. It's going to Leon Panetta. Many people I've spoken to think Panetta is a good choice, even though he's not formally CIA. But
I mean,
that's
I knew
really
Panetta
not...
was coming in, but I mean, what's going to happen with Hayden?
Oh, Hayden has retired as an Air Force general. Gates asked him to do that last year. Hayden will probably go off and work for one of these military intelligence contractors, violating all the strictures against revolving doors, which under the Bush administration, all that went by the wayside. And even now we're seeing waivers being granted to lobbyists by Obama, including the deputy defense secretary. And as I pointed out just the other day, Janet Napolitano's deputy homeland security secretary is this woman named Jane Hull Lute, L-U-T-E. The name was very familiar to me. I went back and just checked, did a sanity check, and sure enough, it's what I thought. She is the wife of Bush's war czar, the guy that Bush put in charge of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, a retired General Lute. So here we have...
Let me finish in a minute. This is what I want to hear from you specifically, because you work with the NSA and you know all these people. We know that Bush was bad, and you were one of his biggest critics, and you had hoped that, I know, that Obama would be better, but you're an honest guy, so now you're criticizing it. He's going over and above to pack it full of the worst Clintonistas and the worst Bushies. So can you specifically walk through, I mean, not just the new deputy of defense being the Raytheon minion, but Mitchell being on the Saudi and other payroll. I mean, this guy, why is Obama going back on one of his most basic things? Does he just think Obama mania will basically gloss over all that? And specifically, again, in your own words, go back over all these lobbyists and this new individual you were just talking about being the wife of the Bush war czar.
Well, what I see happening here is Obama is torn between two sides of the Democratic Party, and what Howard Dean used to call the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party. This was the FDR, the John Kennedy, even the LBJ type Democrats, not pro corporate, always pro union, always pro worker, always pro the little guy, always trying to get the guy the worker another 10 cents an hour. He's torn between those Democrats and these corporate Democrats, this Democratic Leadership Council, free trade, international trade, all this business. And they've won out. They've won out because Howard Dean got chucked out as the DNC chairman. He's on the outside looking in. He's gone. Pelosi now, the speaker, she's on the outs because her and Rahm Emanuel do not get along. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing this DLC, Democratic Leadership Council, pro-corporation wing of the Democratic Party taking over and they're best represented, of course, by all those Clinton people because Clinton was a member of the Democratic Leadership Council. So what we're seeing is the schism where the pro-corporate Democrats have basically won out over the traditional Democrats. And everybody knows traditional Democrats. I don't think they understand what the hidden agenda or not so hidden agenda of these corporate Democrats are. It's really not much different than the Republicans under George Bush.
Okay, I interrupted you. Go back over this new lady's name that worked for the war czar and then more on the lobbyist.
Yes, Jane Hall Lute. She was a lobbyist when she was the she's a retired military officer. Her husband is this General Lute. She worked for the Association of the U.S. Army, where she was basically lobbying the Army for all these defense contractors. So she's very similar to this guy, William Lynn, over at the Pentagon, who came out of Raytheon. So I guess the deal is Obama says we won't have all these lobbyists, but now he's issuing waivers. Sort of like D.C. issues parking tickets.
Now, let's explain. He's not just hiring lobbyists and people that gave large campaign contributions to fill up his administration. He's going further to levels of having to sign waivers because of national security rules. So he's going above and beyond breaking his promise. Can you explain that to people?
Yeah, well, what he's doing is he's issuing these waivers, and these individuals, although he has these rules against hiring lobbyists, these individuals are so important for national security reasons, he has to grant them a waiver. And what he's getting from the Republicans, if it's for national security, well, that's a different matter. So he got John McCain to go along with this, and he got Lindsey Graham to go along with this, and this is his way of preventing any criticism from the Republicans. Although, he's getting some from the Democratic Party, but it's that wing of the Democratic Party that has now been marginalized by the Rahm Emanuels and the Hillary Clintons and these other people. And it's starting to appear that they didn't want Carolyn Kennedy in the Senate because she is definitely not in that corporate wing of the Democratic Party. She's like her father. She's a traditional Democrat.
So, I mean, just with a little more than a week in office, would you say it's fair to say that Obama is signaling that he's going with the high-powered globalist arm, the Democratic Party, and the neocons?
It seems that way to me. The honeymoon, they always talk about these honeymoons. This honeymoon was over before they checked into the motel room. this was never a honeymoon because Pelosi doesn't like Emanuel. Emanuel, I don't know if you know about this, but the other day this was reported in the New York Times. There was a cabinet meeting, and Emanuel was sitting there at the cabinet meeting cracking his knuckles. And Obama looked to him and said, "Rahm, I wish you would stop that. I find that annoying." Emanuel gets up and cracks his knuckles right in Obama's ear. Obama doesn't say anything. He should have cleared the cabinet room out and said, "Look, everybody leave. I need to have a discussion with him." And right then and there he said, "That's disrespectful to the office of the president."
Oh, my God. I hadn't heard about this. Wayne, stay there. I mean, Emanuel's the guy that takes steak knives and goes, "Die, die, die," while he's stabbing things. Stay with us.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burn. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Will it be easier on you?
Will it make it easier on you now?
But you got George Bush to blame.
Got someone to blame. You said one love.
The problem is, these men are puppets. The military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about is in full control, and it's bought and paid for by offshore banks.
One love we get to
Wayne Matz will be with us till 40 after them and take calls into a news blitz.
You, baby, if you don't care for it.
Wayne Matz, and please break down this IDF soldier, this foreign asset, Rahm Emanuel, the architect of Obama, the architect of Blagojevich, who, when Clinton won re-election, well, I mean, start at the beginning and then and tell us this new development with him dominating Obama, because I did see a story in the Israeli papers with his father saying, basically, my son runs the White House now. He won't be some dirty Arab. I don't mean that. He was saying that, sweeping up the White House. So a lot of dominance and arrogance and chutzpah going on.
Yeah, he's a very arrogant guy. He served in the Israeli Defense Force during Desert Storm when, you know, there were hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia and in Kuwait and southern Iraq. He thought it would be better to serve in Israel. His Democratic opponent, at least supporters of his Democratic opponent in his 2002 congressional race, which was to replace Blagojevich, who had served in that House seat. And I think Blagojevich has a lot of dirt on Emmanuel. They're talking about Patrick Fitzgerald having dirt on Blagojevich. I've said Fitzgerald's a dirty prosecutor. He's very political. He won't look at Emmanuel, but he's more than happy. Fitzgerald is looking at Blagojevich. And I think that gets back to this race in 2002 Democratic primary where his opponent, Emmanuel's opponent, was a woman named Nancy Kozak, a Polish-American. The head of the Polish-American Congress called Emmanuel first a carpetbagger because he had served under Clinton in Washington, came back to that district, and he said, also, you know, he's a dual citizen. He's a citizen of Israel as well. And, of course, you know, Emmanuel and all his minions cried foul, said, oh, that's anti-Semitic, that's this, that's that, you can't say that. But nevertheless, that's what supporters of his opponent said. So this 5th Congressional District in Chicago is you know, they know the story, and I think they know the story on Blagojevich, and they know the real story on Blagojevich, not what Fitzgerald and the media is saying, and also the real story on Emmanuel. And I think if we knew what was really going on in that district, we would be a lot more sympathetic to Blagojevich and a lot less sympathetic or, you know, a lot less supportive anyway of Emmanuel. Anyway, Emmanuel just this other day, I mean, this thing with him cracking his knuckles, and, you know, and he's showing not only disrespect to Obama, but to the office of the presidency. And the New York Times said, you know, reported, well, Emmanuel likes to joke around a lot. Well, no, that's not his history. This guy Emmanuel's a bit of a Karl Rove type person. He's a sociopath. He uses foul language. He claims he's a pious Orthodox Jew, but he uses foul language. He also at another cabinet meeting, there was some congressional people there, and he sat there and thumbed his nose at them. And there was a picture of this, of course. This guy is just more poison in the White House. I call him Obama's Karl Rove. And the last thing this country needed was another Karl Rove. Whether he's a Democrat or not is immaterial. We just don't need people like that.
Well, Wayne, start over. You're interrupted by the break. Specifically, go through the story that the New York Times reported on it. I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
Explain what happened with Obama. That's very disrespectful.
It was a cabinet meeting. Emmanuel was at the cabinet meeting. I mean, there's the new cabinet officials are there, other White House officials, and Emmanuel starts cracking his knuckles. And Obama said, "Mom, I find that annoying. Would you please stop?" Instead of stopping, he stands up and takes his hand over next to Obama's ear and cracks his knuckles in his ear and laughs. I mean, right then and there, I would have fired the guy.
Wayne, isn't that the equivalent of a bigger dog urinating on a smaller dog to dominate it? I mean, isn't that a sign of dominance?
That is, and that's the way it's being viewed as here, that, you know, who's the president, you know, who's the real guy in charge? Is it Emmanuel? Is it Obama? Now, you know, Emmanuel, he knows, I mean, this guy, first of all, his ego knows no bounds. He actually, the reason he doesn't like, he doesn't get along with Pelosi is he wanted the speakership. And he's made no secret of the fact, Emmanuel has, that he wants to eventually become president of the United States. But a lot of people think that he is the de facto president of the United States.
Stay there, Wayne. I want to recap that when we come back and get into other big developments with your ear on the ground. He is a national security reporter, formerly worked for the NSA. He's Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Way up north, way up north.
Gonna go back to Wayne Madsen here in a moment, jam in some final news and final calls after he leaves us here in about 10 minutes. Before I go back to our guests, I want to tell you about a great sponsor we've got, Survivalist Seeds. The website's www.survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Knowing that something's coming is not the solution. Preparing for what's coming is the answer. Get 7 years of healthy food for pennies a pound, 100% heirloom seeds, grown your own food, and eliminate your dependence on society. Get 15,000 heirloom vegetable seeds for just for a seven-year family supply for just $129 and receive a free how-to DVD instructional video. Get seeds five times cheaper than the GM trash sold at Walmart. Same-day priority shipping by USPS. Here is their number, 620-637-2978, 620-637-2978. Again, without a long-term food solution, you will starve if society totally breaks down or become a slave. The globalist scientists are genetically engineering and modifying seeds to make us sick. Sick people are easy to control. Again, survivalistseeds.com or 620-637-2978. That's 620-637-2978. And don't forget our guest website, WayneMadsenReport.com. We have that up on screen for folks. We'll put that up on screen for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers as well. An excellent website and a great place to find out more about what's happening in D.C. He's got a lot of courage to be there and to be reporting on the things that he does cover. WayneMadsenReport.com. Okay, Wayne, start over because, again, the break was cutting you off there. You're seeing a lot of people are saying that They're not even sure Obama's really the president, that it's Rahm Emanuel, and he said he wants to be president. Continue with that.
Well, I mean, even some of his closest friends are saying he's the second most powerful person in the country right now. You know, whatever happened to Joe Biden? He's the vice president. I think the other reason he did this little number with the crack in his knuckles is, you know, the House and Senate leadership was also at that meeting. I think it was a message to them, basically saying, look, you tangle with me, you're tangling with Obama, and I'm the guy who's calling the shots around here. So I don't think anything this guy. I think this guy is very premeditated in what he does. And I think he is going to get Obama in a lot of trouble. People think that Joe Biden will, because Joe Biden doesn't know when to keep his mouth shut, as we know with that incident with the swearing in of the White House staff, where he was cracking a joke about Chief Justice Roberts, and Obama looked at him like he could taken him in the Oval Office and given him a fist beating. But anyway, it's very clear that with the this incident with the cracking of the knuckles and the thumbing his nose at some people from Congress, that Rahm Emanuel is really the major domo of this administration. And he's alienated Howard Dean. Howard Dean's out. He's alienated Nancy Pelosi, and I think he will continue to alienate other people in the Democratic Party. So,
by the way, Wayne, you're not just saying this. I saw that a couple headlines that said the second most powerful man in America, and it was the New York Times. I didn't read the whole article. Is that the same one where he's cracking the knuckles?
Yes. There was a reference to it in there, but other references in other newspapers to Emanuel's power. He's just known as this enforcer. And even John Podesta, who was the head of the transition team, interestingly enough, he was Clinton's chief of staff. He had the same job that Emanuel has under Obama. Podesta is nowhere to be found in this administration. I know John Podesta, and his political ways and his mannerisms are 180 out from this guy Emanuel. Emanuel is just a nasty guy, and Obama talked about bringing change to Washington. Well, this guy Emanuel is a former ballet dancer, not to impugn ballet dancers, but. this guy's like Karl Rove wearing a tutu.
Now that's a good one right there, if it wasn't so horrible and so serious.
The thought is not very good. Yeah, there's not a very good visual on that. But
all right, getting back to the serious issues here, though, in closing. Rahm Emanuel brags that he helped craft the deception in 2006, and that he helped shoot down Democratic candidates that were truly anti-war and ensured that kind of neocon, neo-lib, pro-war clones, not just for Iraq but for Iran, got into Congress in 2006 on that anti-war tide. And he has made a lot of noises about wanting to go into Iran. And then a week and a half ago, Hillary met with the leaders of Israel, and it was in the news saying in a secret meeting she made agreements to back Israel up, but they wouldn't say what that was. So, A, the final question here, Wayne, than any other info you've got you want to drop on us, any inside info on other subjects, do you see Rahm Emanuel continuing to stoke the fires of pro-war and militarism as a hawk? And then B, what's the inside scoop you've got of any on what went on in that secret meeting in Israel?
Well, I believe that Emanuel was the guy who pushed for George Mitchell to be the special envoy to the Middle East. It's interesting that Mitchell's being criticized. He's not going to Gaza, where you would think he would go. He won't talk to Hamas. He's not going to Syria, where Hamas has its political headquarters. He's not even going to Lebanon, which is the land of his forebears. George Mitchell is Lebanese-American. But a lot of people are pointing to the fact that Mitchell was the chairman of the board of Disney Corporation, and he got that position because of the internal politics by two very pro-Israeli people who were very high up in Disney. One, the former CEO, Michael Eisner, and also a significant shareholder in Disney, Stanley Gold. That you know, these were the guys that were involved in bringing Mitchell into Disney, and, you know, he got a lot of money from them. And now he's been made the special envoy of the Middle East, and I think the thought that he may be neutral or unbiased, I think people are putting too much into that. Just because he's Lebanese-American doesn't mean he's not bought and paid for, and it certainly looks like his time in Disney, at Disney, that he was bought and he was paid handsomely for it. Emmanuel, but getting back to Emmanuel, yes, he's the guy, when he was the head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, withheld funds to anyone who was opposed to the war in Iraq or rattling the sabers with Iran, and also saying they were against the Patriot Act. So this guy has significant neocon credentials right down the line.
And he's cracking his knuckles in the president's ears when the president says don't do it in front of the leadership of Congress. I mean, if that isn't a bully saying, hey, I'm your boss, I mean, just in my own business, if an employee did that, or if I was the president and here's from, I'd say, you know what, you're fired as chief of staff.
Exactly.
But that's showing that he can't do that. He's dominated.
Exactly, and he does it in front of the Congress, which lets them know that, you know, Emmanuel's in fact in charge, and he does it in front of members of the cabinet, which lets them know, look, you go through me to get to this guy. So, you know, everybody thought that Obama was going to be this new kind of leader, and instead of being what I think he needs to be, I think he needs to be like a Marine drill sergeant and start just, you know, issuing orders and backing it up. But it now it looks like he's one of Emmanuel's ballet dance partners.
Wayne, I mean, you were early on a Obama supporter. You certainly 180 degrees from Bush. How would you summarize the first 7-8 days in office? It looks like a complete betrayal of everything Obama said he would do. And we can't even blame Obama because he's really surrounded by a bunch of thugs.
Right, right. I said on day one he exceeded my expectations because he said, look, the Attorney General will determine what happens to presidential records. That means we could finally see what's in the Reagan papers about Poppy Bush. He put teeth back into the Freedom of Information Act, closing Guantanamo. We're not going to torture. I said day one I gave him an A+. But that was the days went by. It went to an A-, a B+, maybe B-. And now I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking at him as a B- or a C+. And I don't know how much lower it's going to go. But he started out okay. But I'm really afraid that he's being manipulated by the likes of Rahm Emanuel and Emanuel's good buddy David Axelrod, who's in charge of policy. And some of these other Chicago, increasingly these guys are being called the Chicago Mafia.
Well, what about Pat Robertson? We've seen Pat Robertson say, I'm pleasantly pleased, do whatever Obama says. He will save us. God told me. Bizarre statements. We've got Max Boot and all the neocons saying, hey, we like Obama. And then now that he's saying that I may keep the Cheney powers, the Republicans are going, see, we were right. Now that you're in power, you know we were doing what was right. When in reality, it's a bait and switch with Rahm Emanuel, who's just a Democratic neocon.
It is. And look, Rahm Emanuel has to be a great, he must love this unitary executive because now he's got the powers that Cheney once enjoyed. And I just don't see Obama standing up to this guy, Emmanuel. I would have thought that even Andy Card, as all the faults that Andrew Card had with Bush, and this guy Joshua Bolten, the last guy, nobody ever heard of him, you know, or heard from him, or hardly seen him anywhere. But it certainly looks like in the case of Emmanuel that Emmanuel is sort of like the prime minister, that you go through him to get to Obama for almost anything in the government. And I think that's we're looking at Emmanuel. We're looking at really a quasi, you know, he made his money on Wall Street. He was a lawyer for Wall Street operation. And, you know, the question is, how much did he benefit from this fraud on Wall Street?
And now he's helping hand over the entire government in bailout, too, to give governmental power to the private Federal Reserve.
Yeah, the only good thing about Emmanuel is he creates a lot of enemies, and if he gets a lot of these enemies start to talk to one another. I've seen this happen so many times in D.C. If you get a lot of enemies and you have more enemies and you have close friends, your days are numbered in this town. And that's the only thing I can see a bright light in the future, that he's going to create so many enemies. They're going to start cooperating with one another. They may not agree on a lot of things, but they'll agree that, look, we don't like this guy. He dissed me here. He dissed you here. Let's get rid of this guy. And that may happen. But it may take a while.
Wayne Madsen, how do you see it playing out, though, as Obama administration betrays the public on what it claimed it would do? How do you see that playing out? How long will this honeymoon be, and what is Biden's big surprise that will be so unpopular?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we keep hearing about this guy Tom Friedman, this horrible guy that writes for the New York Times, was saying, you know, one more 9/11, you'll have to worry about you'll be taking more than your shoes off at the airport, and you know, people, you know, this fear thing, and you know, we keep hearing this from over and over again, and you know, Obama wants to try to apparently curtail some of these powers, surveillance powers, but just saying, well, what if there's another 9/11 that's wrong? You know, I hope he sticks to his guns, but with Emmanuel and some of the others, I'm not sure. This Napolitano at Homeland Security looks like, you know, she may be Tom Ridge with a dress on. I mean, in some respects, it's more of the same. I just noted that Napolitano today said she wants to strengthen the security on the U.S.-Canadian border. I didn't think that was a big problem. You know, do we have a lot of Canadians coming down here stealing our jobs?
Well, it's already super tight for Americans going in and out. They only let the illegals through.
It's terrible, yeah.
Well, Wayne, I am going to let you go, but I just did want to get your final take on false flag terror. Ron Paul has said on this show, many others have said, we just had Gerald Celente on last hour, saying they do think, not Obama himself, but the powers that be in the military-industrial complex, the Rahm Emanuels, the Clintons, you know, those around them, that some stage provocations may be engaged in to get the people behind the wars continuing.
Well, I think we have to be on guard against that. But I think the American people, most of them anyway, if it happens again, they're going to be a lot more skeptical and cynical than they were the first time. We were all kind of taken in the first time, but I think the next time we're not going to be so
sanguine. Absolutely. Wayne, give folks your website.
Yes, it's www.waynematsonreport.com.
And we've got it up on screen. Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, Madsen, M-A-D-S-E-N, report.com. Wayne, we'll talk to you again very soon. Thanks for the great reports.
You bet.
All right, take care. I want to come back in the final segment, hit two or three articles I haven't hit, and we'll talk to Anthony, Bruce, and Ryan. We'll cram in, give each of you about a minute or so to ask a question or make a comment or two. Maybe I have time to go to a call right now. But before I do that, I want to tell you who, again, has made this show possible. It is our sponsors, ColaBlue.com, fabulous atmospheric water generator. Atmospheric water generator for the home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride, ultimate water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces 28 liters or 7.5 gallons a day. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH goes through seven filters, including reverse osmosis and more inside. Here's the number, 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044. Or check out the big banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you forget the web address, remember, Ecola Blue, E-C-O-L-O, blue.com. All right, let's go ahead now and go to Anthony. Well, no, first-time caller goes first. Bruce in Illinois, then Anthony. Bruce, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, quick question. In your opinion, what do you think the tipping point is going to be for the general masses, for the population to finally stand up and say, no, I'm not talking about armed violence or anything like that, but to stand up and say, no, this is enough. I mean, every day I listen to you every day, and things are getting more and more outrageous. And I just don't understand. I don't know where or when or what to watch.
Well, look. Point. Congress got a 9% approval rating before, I keep saying, it's so important, before one party be high ratings, the other be negative. People were getting fooled by the bait and switch. Still, both parties have a low approval rating. Only Obama has this 65-70%, depending on which poll you look at, and it's already dropping. It went up to about 71, 72. It's already dropped down to about 63 in most of the polls. but it's not higher than 65 in any of the polls I've seen. It's already dropping 1 week in as people see the betrayal. And so they've kind of thrown this curveball of a black president. People kind of go, whoa, you know, maybe it is different. And then his rhetoric was different. So they're kind of waiting. They're hoping. I mean, who wants things to get bad? Who wants to think the depression's inevitable? Who wants to think they're putting troops on the streets is real, even when it's in the news? So they're kind of hoping and giving him a shot. I mean, it's like a woman who's being beaten by her husband every week. And then, you know, he promises over and over again, I promise I'm not going to do it, baby. I promise. And then he finally goes to a counselor, finally gets help, starts going to church. But then a week after that, he goes ahead and breaks her nose again. It's kind of at a certain point. But see, this is like a wife with a husband who suddenly looks different, but it's still the same guy.
Right, but it's like, when is the wife going to snap? That's the whole thing. I'm just wondering, are we going to go from, I mean, you know, we wake up 1 million or 100 million people in this country, and... You know, what, I mean, is it going to go from, okay, we're all awake, we all understand, we all know what's going on?
It's going to go to rioting and shootings and people getting killed, and then that will help the globalists bring in more control. We have to somehow not let it get to that point and just fully expose them, then take over our states, take over the federal government, and arrest all these criminals. The problem is they're still going to use NORTHCOM, then it's going to get violent regardless, and we're going to kick their butt.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold mine. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
All right, I'm going to take a few final calls from Anthony and Ryan here in just a moment. But I meant to get to this today. I didn't. The Obama Deception, my new documentary film that comes out March 15th, the... gotten like 28,000 views now, as of now, in about 36 hours up on the web. I want that to even go more viral. Up on Infowars.com. Now, I want to show them the YouTube page itself. Let's minimize that. You can go read the comments and see the left-right paradigm in motion here. You just heard an Obama supporter saying he's selling everybody out. Wayne Madsen from D.C. I mean, anybody who actually knows the issues knows this is a bait and switch. But these are the type of comments. Now, they're the minority of the comments. And some of them even admit they know who I am, but still say things like this. This was JX Ford 1. Why didn't this piece of bleeping producer, creator, take on Bush? Well, we did for 8 years. 110%, made four films. This looks like a far right-wing propaganda machine that will break down soon enough. People are tired of bull crap and need solutions. If you're not part of it, then you're a disruptor. Get ready for the new O generation, one of responsibility and servitude for the greater good. United States of America is the greatest country ever. Servitude isn't service, sir, but you got it right. Obama's service is really compulsory servitude and slavery and being bankrupted by the bankers. He's here to pacify you and fool you and bamboozle you as a front man. He doesn't run anything. If you really love Obama, you'd listen to me and understand he isn't going to do anything but rhetoric. They're going to have fake right-wingers attacking. That'll make the left defending. Just like when the left attacked Bush, the right mindlessly defended him. Stop being suckers. But look at this. People are tired of bull and need solutions. If you're not part of it, then you're a disruptor. So that's what they've been saying. I've been telling you. They're going to say, if you don't go along with him, you're causing everything to fall apart. So this is a comment from last night. There's like a 800 comments or something on there, but you can go down to the comments and read his. United States of America is the greatest country ever. The country of servitude. Service is something I choose to do. Servitude is being a slave. So I mean, you said it yourself because you're so ignorant. You called yourself a slave and don't even know it. One of responsibility and servitude for the greater good. Zoom in on this. Zoom way. I want people to actually see this guy's comment printed off of YouTube. You can go to the website and watch it for yourself. Zoom in on this one right here. In fact, I'm just going to underline servitude right here. Servitude for the greater good. You mean for the bankers? Servitude. And see, I'm a disruptor because I don't want to be in servitude. What an idiot. All right, let's jam in one call here. That's all I'm going to have time for. Anthony in Georgia, you're on the air. Take us out of here.
Hey, Alex. About the Obama agenda, thanks for all your work, by the way. But one word, AFRICOM, U.S. African Command. And I don't know if you got into this in the new movie or not. But Cynthia McKinney talked about it in her running election. And what they're trying to do, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, the former and current, in February 6th of 2007.
They're going to send a bunch of U.S. troops to Africa, and they need a black president as the front.
Exactly. He's a vampire. Like in the old tale, you got to open the door up for the vampire, and they're knocking on Africa's door, the U.S. empire, and Africa's going to open it. They're going to look at the peepholes, the pretty brown smile. They're going to open the doors, and the American empire is going to go in and steal all the natural resources, their gold, their diamonds, suck them dry of all their blood. So that's Africa's role. I mean, that's Obama's role. I think that's why he's president, because
man,
they need an African.
Powerful, powerful analogy. I'd like to put you in my Obama film saying just that. Call me back tomorrow and we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Say that again, because it had music over it, so we can't use it. And I want to put your comment in the film, because I'm going to have a lot of man on the street, and that could be that. Okay, will you call me back tomorrow?
Sure, no problem.
Fantastic. Get in tomorrow. In fact, John, get his number. Let's have him on tomorrow for 5 minutes so he can say that. We can put it in the Obama film. Retransmission with Wayne Madsen, Gerald Celente, and a lot more starts now. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.